We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Born May 31st in Lincoln, New Zealand, he is a multiple Emmy Award-winning host of such shows as National Geographic Explorer and The Amazing Race, who is also an avid adventurer, having broken an unofficial world bungee jumping record, gone diving in the world's longest underwater caves, eaten a meal on top of an erupting volcano, and rode his bicycle from Los Angeles to New York City to help raise awareness for the National MS Society. You saw him earlier this year as the host of Tough as Nails, and now he's back with an all-new season of The Amazing Race. Please welcome Phil Coogan.
Good morning.
Hey, brother. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. We're preparing for a season two of Tough as Nails right now, during a crazy time in the world.
Yeah. Well, we got to be friends with Murph. He just got his truck the other day, by the way. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, but there were some great pictures of the Tough as Nails truck that was delivered to him from Warrensburg Ford. And what a great guy. I mean, you couldn't hope for a better guy.
Absolutely not. You know, we set out to make Tough as Nails to celebrate people just like Murph, and I'm just so happy for him. And what a gracious winner, and such a wonderful father and role model, and you know, he was everything we wanted in the winner of Tough as Nails.
Sure. Well, and that's what I was laughing with Nikki about. I go, you know, this is this guy, and because he is such a great cat, and we got to be friends and text back and forth a bit and talk and interviewed him and got to know him more. And I'm like, he was made for television. Dudes like him, chicks want him. I mean, he's a Marine. He's a nice cat. He's a man's man. Like, if he doesn't end up on another television show, I'll be amazingly surprised.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's like he's like from Central Casting, but yeah. You know, but real, and that's the thing that I think really resonated with the audience. They got him, they understood him, and he represents so many of the things that we admire.
Sure.
in someone who you put on TV, you want to like it.
Well, we've forgotten. We were talking about the simple idea of Tough as Nails. Like, you know, a few years back, I bought 30 acres, known as Disgraceland. But in that time, I had to learn to run heavy equipment, get better with a chainsaw. You learn how to do all these things, simple things like never gas, always diesel when you have to start a fire, you know? And we do forget that these are things like there's people out there that don't know how to change a goddamn tire anymore.
I know. You know, I was lucky enough to spend all my school holidays with my grandfather, who was a mechanic, and he never got a chance at a high school education, but he was a super bright guy.
Yeah.
And he knew how to use everything, all the, you know, and he taught me skills that, you know, so many kids just don't get taught.
Right.
And I feel now, I didn't realize at the time how lucky I was that I had someone teaching me all these skills. But now I realize.
And this amazing race. Now we'll talk about this. To me, I love this because I travel. I love this. That's what 2020's just destroyed for me, is just the idea of exploring the world. But I also know, as much as I love my girlfriend, there's no chance we could compete on a show like this, because the amazing race, the idea of a couple being able to work under that kind of pressure to get through this world in the unknown, it's much harder than anyone thinks until you really understand what's going to happen.
Yeah, we've had people say, oh, I'm going to go on the amazing race because this will be like, you know, this will be like the best honeymoon ever.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. It could be, could also be a honeymoon from hell.
Yeah.
It does definitely test relationships.
Well, it had to.
But I'm with you.
It had to start ending in divorce for some couples over the years. It had to.
Well, it has brought some people together. But yes, you're right. There have been a few people that have been torn apart by the pressure of it. But then, as a lot of them have said, you know, at least I was able to find out what I needed to about my partner under pressure. And those have survived. But like, well, you know what? We're destined
right.
to be together.
Absolutely.
Survive this.
listen, I have another friend who does nothing but travel. So his name's Whitfield Crane, and he sang for, Ugly Kid Joe. He tours the world. He's never owned his own home or apartment, traveled out of a backpack with a credit card since I met him 30 years ago. He's sang for Black Sabbath. He warmed them up. He is one of these guys, like, all he does is travel. Last time I talked with him, he was staying at the bass player Trujillo's house for Metallica and then took off again for Costa Rica. Like, you just Google Whitfield Crane. I'm telling you, you would love this guy if you guys ever do a special Amazing Race with musicians or celebrities.
Really? He sounds absolutely fascinating. But, you know, there's some people that can just live out of a suitcase, and they're totally comfortable with that. They don't own too much. They don't collect possessions. They prioritize different things, and they're the people that are really suffering the most regards to travel, you know, because all of a sudden they're being asked to, like, stop moving, and that's really, really difficult. I'm finding it very difficult. I normally travel about 250,000 miles a year on average for the last 30 years, and to suddenly just come to a grinding halt, I'm getting like cabin fever, you know? Like,
yeah.
I want to go, but I can't, you know?
And it's not about going to a resort to be served. That's not what travel does. Travel opens your eyes to the world, to understand that everybody wants the same thing. They want to be in love. They want to have healthy kids. They want water. They want a strong military. They want to be safe on the streets. They want some money in their pockets. Our fears get so lessened if we would just go look around a little bit and realize, man, I know it's a different language. It seems foreign and different to you, but in the end, everybody's the same exact person.
Yeah, that's so right. I mean, if there's one great thing that's come out of Amazing Race over the last 20 years is we've been able to say to people that there are safe places to travel to around the world, that there are places that love Americans. And unfortunately, if people don't travel and they don't get to experience new and different places, they just assume that the world is dangerous, because unfortunately, when the news shows the rest of the world, most of the time it's when something is going wrong. We're a show that shows stuff that is going right, and so I think we've done a lot to be able to open people's eyes up. And America is a safe place, but it isn't the safest country in the world, and that surprises a lot of people.
They're
like, what, you mean we're not the safest country in the world? And it's like, yeah, we're a safe country, but there are lots of places that you can travel to around the world.
Absolutely.
You can be safe, and where people will welcome you with open arms.
Well, and we've got to remember, and I know we're short on time, but we've got to remember that we are a beacon of hope for so many other people in so many other countries. I was visiting a friend of mine, a marine biologist in Curacao, and a couple years back, the lady who was local said, are you okay? And I go, yeah, no, lunch is great. She goes, no, are you okay? I'm watching the news. And I realized she grew up on this island, poor, watching America, this land of opportunity, and this incredible place the world looks to, that you think, if I could just get there one day, maybe it could all be different. And if we collapse, it's over, man. The light really does go out for the world.
Yeah, and you know, I'm an immigrant. I come from New Zealand originally. I came to America because it is a place where there's incredible opportunity, and it is a special country. It's a country that is made up of immigrants, has been made up of immigrants.
It's
a relatively young country. And when you travel to some places where the depth of history is so deep, it goes back thousands of years, you realize just how young America is.
Yep.
And you realize just how much has been achieved in a short amount of time. And so that, to me, is why that to me is why it's so important for us to just remember that we are a young country and that we are made up of many different people from all different walks of life. And it's interesting when you track the different groups of people that have come to America. I read an interesting article the other day talking about how all the struggling groups are always the best at boxing. So when the first Irish came over, they were the best boxers
yep.
because they were the struggling immigrants.
And absolutely.
The Italians, they were the struggling group, and they were the best boxers. And so we're made up of so many different parts, and that's what makes it united in the end, ultimately, you know, is the fact that there are all these different parts. So I do hope we get back to more of the united and less of the divided in a hurry.
From your mouth to God's ears, my friend. Phil, man, I'm not running you off, but I know they're losing their minds back there. Dude, come by the show anytime. I'm also going to email you. If you give Jake an email, that information on Whitfield Crane, I promise you, you'll find this guy fascinating. You may not do anything with him, but you're going to love him.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. Dude, he gets it. Mm-hmm. By the way, that pitch for Whitfield, I'm telling you, he'd be another person to tee up with this. He's a natural. You know, chicks mm-hmm. tend to dig him, too.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me he wouldn't be a fantastic weirdo to compete or host or just do something.
From what I know about him, he was born to do it.
Yeah. No, he's a natural leader, front man, entertainer, and that's his thing. So that'd be nice. He's been such a good friend of me over the years. It'd be wonderful if one little connection led to something cool for him.
You never know in this world.
Well, I can tell you that 27 years ago, nobody went, that guy. He'll be here.
Are you okay? Are you sick? Are you supposed to be here?
That was the first thing Valerie Knight said to me on my very first day. And I'm over here clearing my throat today. I went in and Doug Sorensen said, yeah, give me a couple hours. Hired me to do middays, which I was terrible. And Valerie goes, you're the new guy? I go, yes, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was doing afternoon. She was a big deal. She was assistant program director, mm-hmm. very important. She goes, are you sick? And I go, no, I feel fine. She goes, you always sound like this? And I'm like, aw. Hmm. I hate you, high school. I hate you so much.
Lots of thoughts and prayers for Johnny's voice, because he currently sounds like this. He's got the itis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.